Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1621. How Our Baby Slept Through the Night After Just 3 Days of Sleep Training, by Amanda Brownlow of HelloBrownlow.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Optimal Relationships Daily, with me, your host and narrator, Greg Audino. For those that are new here, I read to you every single day from some of the best relationship content around, focusing on parenting material Thursdays and Fridays. And on this particular Thursday, we're going to be hearing from a brand new author named Amanda Brownlow. I'll share more about her after the reading, but for now, let's get right into her content and start optimizing your life. How Our Baby Slept Through the Night After Just 3 Days of Sleep Training, by Amanda Brownlow of HelloBrownlow.com. Babies and children crave routine. I, too, crave routine as a structural person. When I first started staying home with little guy, we had a huge lack of routine. He also started eating solids and teething all at the same time, which disrupted his sleep, too. We were frustrated, exhausted parents. Little guy would wake up at 11 p.m. and again at 3 a.m. Since I stayed home, I was the one who would roll out of bed all bleary-eyed and take care of him. For weeks, we didn't know what to do. I'm not an expert or a doctor. This is just what worked for us. I love sharing any life hack, baby hack, or whatever it may be with you to make your life easier. If you want more info, see your pediatrician or look online. My favorite resource is Baby Center. We asked everyone with kids, "Does your baby sleep through the night?" The answer for most was yes, and for several it was a hard no. Finally, Dee discovered someone who had taken their child to a sleep therapy session. They had no luck with the sleep therapy session, as their follow-through was non-existent. But for us, it worked like a dream. And we didn't have to pay the big bucks to go see the sleep therapist. The tactic used is a soft version of the cry-it-out method. While, yes, you do let your child cry, you also give yourself the opportunity to help them. What the soft cry-it-out method is: your baby cries at night. As a new mom, my instinct was to immediately get up and tend to him. Before little guy was born, we read Bringing Up Bebe by Pamela Druckerman. This is our favorite parenting book. She insisted that mothers must pause before going to check on them. This gives the child an opportunity to connect their sleep cycles, typically after the first 45 minutes of sleep, and soothe themselves back to sleep. By pausing before tending to little guy, he was able to sleep through the night at 6 weeks. This pause that I speak of is about 5 minutes. As a wee little fella, this is about all he would cry and then fall back asleep. It should be noted that we never had our baby sleep in our room, either in a bassinet, crib, or co-sleeping. Using this pause that Druckerman spoke so foundly of, we thought we had hit the jackpot. When baby turned 7 months old, though, the tides had turned. Pausing no longer worked. We would wait 5 minutes and go check on little guy. I would feed him, change him, and nothing seemed to work. It was time for something different. P.S. I am not a sleep expert. If my ideas and the other ideas of the interweb don't work for your little one, it might be time to go see the expert. The soft cry-it-out method is waiting longer than 5 minutes and then tending to your baby. You shouldn't touch your baby while checking in on him. Only stay in the room long enough to replace their pacifier, if using, and softly shush them or whisper that they're okay and to go back to sleep. 1 minute or less. Night 1. Talk it over with your partner and decide what your time limit on crying is. By 6 months, baby should be able to sleep through the night without needing to be fed. We decided on 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then 20 minutes. After your third or fourth crying period, up to you to decide, go ahead and pick them up. Change them, feed them, do whatever your mommy instincts are telling you to do. Night 2. Wait longer between each check-in. 10, 15, 20, 30. It'll be worse than night 1, trust me. Night 3. Wait even longer between your check-ins with little Tot. 15, 30, 45, 60. You might think, oh, this'll be even worse. On the contrary, my dear mommy friend, night 3 is when something magical happens. For us it did, at least. After the second waiting period, he soothed himself back to sleep. Magic. Or he realized I wouldn't be coming in to give him a bottle or pick him up. Night 4, repeat night 3's times. It is so important to follow through. None of the sleep training business will work unless you stick to it. Even now, little guy will occasionally wake up in the middle of the night. We always let him cry for a minimum of 15 minutes. Normally, by minute 7 to 10, he has soothed himself back to sleep. We hope that this routine of him self-soothing and sleeping in his own room will do wonders for us when we one day transition him to a toddler bed. I hear stories all the time in my mommy Facebook groups of how their kiddos are 3 or 4 and still not sleeping through the night. With persistence, routine, and following through, I bet you'll have a sleeping baby in no time. You just listened to the post titled, How Our Baby Slept Through the Night After Just 3 Days of Sleep Training, by Amanda Brownlow of HelloBrownlow.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And thanks so much to Amanda for this post. A really great one to start off with, no doubt. And I'll share a little bit more about her and her writing for you. So Amanda is really passionate about doing things herself. She loves to see how far she can stretch a dollar, minimize her home, and make her budget and her life more efficient. And she only writes about budgeting and minimizing tricks that she's tried so that she knows that they work. She's on her journey to financial independence with her little guy in tow, who you heard all about today. And all while maintaining a budget that allows her to save almost half of her income, she's still able to go on adventures around the country. And then, when she's not running after her one-year-old, she's writing about and thinking about new ways to make her life more efficient and how to bring simplicity to everything that she does. So, certainly she is a great fit for the OLD network, and given her focus, going forward you will probably hear her narrated a bit more often on Optimal Living Daily, the mother show, as well as Optimal Finance Daily, one of our sister shows. So, definitely subscribe to those if you haven't already, and thanks again to Amanda for letting us share her work. We are very excited to have her. That's going to do it for today, though, everyone. Thank you so much for stopping in, and be sure to come on back again tomorrow for another parenting post before the weekend. That's where your optimal life awaits.